Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Joe Beningo and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no. Gotta go to Joe and
All right, 204 on The Fan, and a very good Thursday afternoon to you, Joe and Evan in the afternoon. 877-337-6666 is the phone number here till 6 o'clock. Of course, Mike, of course, will come your way. Dolph Kramer, Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. We're live from the Town Fair Tires studio. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. So, last night, the Knicks softened up the Lakers for you.
Thank you.
Now, the Lakers, they basically played with hands tied behind their backs and still won the game. Even though the Knicks kept it close, they made it interesting. If you really thought it was close and interesting, which I never did.
I never thought the Knicks were going to win,
That's right.
No.
So then it never really was close and interesting.
No. I mean, it was interesting enough not to shut the game off.
I don't know what the number was, but right. I guess if you bet the game,
right.
Maybe, I don't know what the number was.
It had to be. Any game you bet will stay usually close enough for you to be intrigued.
Right, right.
But the game was close enough not to shut it off.
You know what was amazing about this game last night? And maybe it was me. Maybe I didn't realize it as I'm watching. I was making too much of it, I should say, as I was watching it. I mean, we know there's a million Laker fans there. I mean, the Knicks were in position a number of times in the fourth quarter where they were close, six points down, 8 points down. They'd make a basket, and it was like they were playing on a road.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, it was horrible.
All I can tell you, bro, is wait till tonight.
No, I understand that, but I mean, I understand. I'm not knocking your franchise, but this is the Garden.
No, I get it.
That sells out all the time.
You know,
Where's all the Knicks fans when the Lakers show up? I'll
tell you exactly where they are.
Tell me where they are.
I'm going to tell you where they are, and I'm going to defend them.
I think Spike had a Laker jersey on. Wow. He had an Elgin Baylor jersey on.
No,
he didn't, but I'm just
you
never know.
You know what some Knicks fans do, and it's what I would do, and that's I cash out.
Yeah, no, of course. I understand that.
I sell my tickets.
It's like football.
I make a crazy profit because the Lakers are an incredibly hot ticket at the Garden or in Brooklyn or anywhere they go.
They probably hike the price for that game, too.
They do. Firsthand.
Well, I know they do for the Nets,
yes.
But I'm sure the Knicks probably do as well.
They do. And so I do not blame. Look, I am a diehard Net fan. I go to tons of games. I am not going anywhere near the building tonight. I'm not.
No, I don't blame
you. I don't want to deal with it. I don't want to deal with
my son-in-law and my grandson are going.
I hope they have
a
fun time.
I'm happy for my grandson, who's only he's going to be seven, so this is his first moment.
And he's going to he's sitting in my seats. He's going to love the seats.
No, I know.
So
I'm very happy about that.
That even though he's a Laker fan, he's going to get to enjoy.
Well, he's not a Laker fan yet, but he will be.
He will be.
and really, my son-in-law is doing him a favor by making him a Laker fan.
He really
Let's
is.
Let's be honest about that.
What happened last night at the Garden, it'll happen tonight in Brooklyn, where you hit your peak patheticness is when Alex Caruso is getting an MVP chance.
Alex Caruso. So,
yes, it's one thing when LeBron gets it.
I didn't know this guy existed till last night.
Wow. When Caruso gets the MVP,
now he did get that.
It's a problem.
You're right.
Look, the Lakers are just flat out better. I mean, what's there to say? I mean, the one positive was Damian Dotson played well.
He played well.
And he's one of those young guys, one of the few
Randle
guys on this roster.
Terrible game, including a brutal turnover when they were down six. When he turned, he didn't see the double team. Here comes LeBron taking the ball away from
him. Listen, man, here's the deal.
If there was any thought that they might win, that was the end of it right there.
We have now had a chance to watch a lot of Julius Randle, okay? Didn't get to watch a lot of him in New Orleans or with the Lakers. We're watching him all the time. He's not that good. Let's just be blunt about it. He's not that good.
I understand.
He is the third player on a good basketball team. That's what he is. So if you're the New York Knicks, whoever's running the show right now, whether it's Steve Mills or Scott Perry or James Dolan himself or somebody secretly running the team, whoever is running this franchise should listen to every possible offer to move Julius Randle. He is not a part of the long-term future of this team. You got a handful of guys that may be part of the future of this team.
We
Frank Ntilikina was awful shooting the basketball last night.
Which he generally is.
He usually is. No, you're right.
Generally, he's awful.
Look,
generally.
His strength is not his offense as his defense.
No, we know that.
Kevin Knox continues to just look like a bust. Yep. I mean, he's just the way he looks. Mitchell Robinson continues to look good, but clearly his game needs to evolve, and he even mentioned it after the game. He's just got to develop a little bit more of an offensive game to be a little bit more of a threat right now.
Yeah,
his only threat offensively is on dunks and lobs.
Is the dunk.
And obviously Damian Dotson is another guy to keep an eye on. And once R.J. Barrett comes back, he's another. But Marcus Morris should be traded. Julius Randle should be traded. Taj Gibson's a nice veteran to have in the locker room. Elfrid Payton, fine. Maybe he's a backup point guard on a good team. So that's what you're looking at right now. Another guy that you deal in the right move. I'm not saying you're getting a lot back, but that's what you're looking at. That's what you're looking at. And tonight, I think where the Nets are going to have their biggest trouble with the Lakers tonight is the size. How are they going to contend if Anthony Davis plays with JaVale McGee, Anthony Davis?
Why, he's not playing now tonight, Anthony Davis?
No. If he plays, he's questionable because he's still dealing
with... night.
Well, it's two games in a row,
Joe. I want to hurt him.
He's got a backside issue. Have you heard about this?
Needs a night out in Manhattan.
You think that's
I got a backside issue, too.
Me, too. I got a big one.
Oh, my God.
But Dan's size is going to be a lot to handle because the Nets are without DeAndre Jordan and they're without Nicholas Claxton. So it's going to be a pain in the rear end for Jared Allen. But Kyrie is going to play.
That's very nice of him.
I got to tell you, so last night, I was locked in on a bunch of different things. I had a fun sports
Seton
night
Hall.
Last night. I locked in on Seton
Hall.
How about
this guy from Seton Hall, the big Senate Gill?
Oh, he was tremendous. Romero Gill.
Well, I mean, because really, Miles Powell did very little
That's
last
what
night.
Was so impressive.
I know, it really was.
They
I agree.
Won that game with Miles not having a big night.
Yep.
Romero Gill around the basket with some of the dunks he had.
Oh,
he blocked six shots.
The guy almost had a triple-double, like eight blocks.
Tremendous.
I think it was eight blocks.
Yeah, I think it was. I think it was
six rebounds, eight blocks, and like 17 points.
Oh, he was awesome. He had
he was great.
Dunk. It looked like he jumped about 5 feet to get. Yeah, it was really impressive performance by Romero Gill, and they were able to hold off Providence. But I was actually
we got to get Willard on here soon.
10 years now he's been there. It's
incredible. We got to get him on. He's doing it's unbelievable. They're, you know, number 10 in the country. Let's go.
And you've got guys saying Fran Fraschilla said it the other day. They could win it all.
Oh,
there's a sense that they could win it all.
That would be off the charts.
But I was also actually watching the Rutgers game, and even
I didn't
see
the Rutgers game. I know they lost a tough one.
They lost a tough one, but they held Iowa not scoreless, but without a field goal for 10 consecutive minutes. And Iowa was a damn good offensive team.
19 coming into the country.
Yes.
19 in the country coming into the game.
19. Young, I forget his first name, because I'm not that familiar with Rutgers. I'm kind of watching him for the first time. I have to agree. I know Ron Harper Jr. was tremendous.
And that is Ron Harper's son, right?
It is his
son. Ron Harper?
Yes, it is.
Former Bull?
This kid, Young, split the defenders with a chance to tie the game with 17 seconds left. Basketball rims out. And then, basically, Iowa hits their free throws, and they come up short. So it was a good effort by Rutgers, but they came up short. But the other thing I was watching—
It's a tough league, too. That's
very
a tough place to play on the road. The Big Ten right now is as good as anybody, really.
That's a part of Rutgers being in the Big Ten that's kind of cool.
Yep.
With the basketball team as good as they are. But I was also watching Zion Williamson's debut. Now, a couple of things. It is not mean. If you're Mark Jackson, or you're Jeff Van Gundy, or you're Joe Beningo, or you're me— to say, with peace and love, can Zion Williamson hold up? He's a big gentleman. That's not mean. That's not fat shaming to say Zion is a big guy. He's a big guy. And I said this to you a few weeks ago. It looked like Zion got even bigger. Okay? He looks like a large human being. And it is fair to question if over the course of 70 games a year, I'm not even going to say 82, over 70 games a year, playing 35 minutes a night, if his body can hold up. That is not fat shaming. That's a fair question. That's number one. Because you may not know this, but Van Gundy and Jackson are getting crap for, quote, fat shaming Zion Williamson.
Is that true?
He's a big man.
Is that really?
Yes.
Did they call him fat?
No. Well, they said he's large. He is large.
So if I said Shaq's large, am I fat shaming him?
In 2020, you are, Joe.
If I say that?
Listen,
I
have nothing against this kid at all. What's making it difficult to try to evaluate what we think he's going to be as an NBA player, not after one game, but over his career, is that he possesses a body we have never seen in the NBA. Is that a fair statement? Have you ever seen a man built the way Zion Williamson is built as a star NBA player? I haven't.
Built the way he's built.
Yeah, built him. The size, the weight, the just everything about him. He's built differently than most NBA players.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I can't, you know, look, I mean, I don't know if I have really paid that much attention to exactly his size as opposed to, let's say, you know, Moses Malone. I mean, I don't know, to be honest with you.
I mean, he's listed
just throwing that out there.
Okay, Zion Williamson is listed, I think, about 280, all right? So he's 6'8", 6'9", 280. I don't think we've seen a lot of guys built that way. Now, that Moses Malone, by the way, was built at 216. That's what he was listed as.
That's unbelievable. Okay, it's hard to believe he was that light.
I'm putting it in perspective.
No, I understand. And Malone was what, 6'10"?
Yeah. So I'm not saying this in a way that's mean or positive or anything. I'm saying he's a mystery. Now, I have to admit something. I'm watching him last night. They have him on a very strict.
17 points in a row at one point, right?
Well, yes. So for the first three quarters, he did very little. Turned the ball over a couple of times. Looked slow. Didn't look great.
Right.
It's the fourth quarter. Rutgers game is over. It's a Spur Pelican game. It's 11:30 at night. I said, what the hell am I going to miss? I'm going to bed. I go to bed. I wake up to five text messages. Oh, my God, Zion Williamson. I'm thinking to myself, what the hell did I miss?
Did he play how long in the fourth quarter?
Well, I didn't see him score 17 straight points.
Right.
I went
but
on
then
the...
they sat him because of his minutes limit, right?
Well, but that's what happens now. And we saw it with Caris LeVert in the overtime game against Oklahoma City a few weeks ago. And you even said, why wasn't LeVert playing in overtime? Because they're being careful with guys coming off of injuries. But I went
so
back.
So can I make a dumb statement?
You can
then?
Make any statement
then
you
why
want.
Why don't you save the guy for crunch time? If he's got a minutes limit, shouldn't he be playing at the end of the game?
Because
I don't get
here's
that.
What I saw. Over the first three quarters, he barely played to begin
right,
with.
Okay.
He played 3 minutes right. to start, and right. they pulled him.
Okay.
He played.
So he played 3 minutes in the first half is what you're telling me.
No, in the first quarter.
First quarter.
I forget how many minutes he ended up playing in the set, but it wasn't a lot. He ends up going off in the fourth, and I ended up watching what he did, and it was very impressive.
Right.
Now,
right.
they didn't guard him on the threes that he hit, and that's okay. He's got to prove to the league
that he can hit him.
That they, you know, LaMarcus Aldridge is saying, I'll give you that shot. Look, he continues to hit him, they'll guard him. But what Alvin Gentry basically said was, hey, we ended up playing him about 7 minutes in the fourth quarter. Yes, he's red hot. Yes, we want to win the game, but this is a 19-year-old kid. Our future is based on him. We don't want him to get re-hurt. We don't want him to get re-injured. And that's why they ended up sitting him. They ended up losing the game. Mm. That's really what came down
to. Yeah, no, I understand. I get the minutes limit, but you would think that, like, you know, part of the minutes limit should be at the end of the game when we got a chance to win.
If you have a chance to win,
right,
you want to have that possibility.
Let
but
me
I
have,
guess,
like, my quarter, probably the best player on the team, where he will be if he's not already.
We'll see.
Right.
But the other thing I feel bad about is I don't feel bad about his weight. All right. I'm just describing what he is. He's a big guy,
right.
He's a big kid.
Right.
Zion comes across like a really likable guy.
Right.
I don't have anything
right.
negative to say about him as
right.
a person.
Right.
But what I do have to say negative, and I saw this with Steven Strasburg, is that they are just hyping him too much.
Of course.
Let the kid breathe. Let him play basketball.
That shouldn't surprise you.
It doesn't surprise me, but they've been waiting
for how long? They've been waiting for, you know, 3 months already to hype him.
But as a human, it makes me not want to root for him. And I don't want to be that way because I have nothing against the guy.
Nah, bro, I get it. But I totally get that. Believe me, I do.
It's over the top. That's what it is. And the hype is so big. And I said this before the Knicks lost the lottery. And I said this to Chris McMonagle off air. I said, let me ask you a question, Chris. And I'll ask it to you again. If his career turns out to be similar to Blake Griffin, your thoughts? And he says, massive disappointment.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would agree with that.
That's way too much hype. Blake Griffin's a six-time All-Star. I'm not saying he's one of the – but they're hyping him like he's the greatest of all time.
Look, it's all about it's all about this. Is he a lead player on a championship team? That's what it comes down to.
That's a lot to ask for.
But, I mean, all we heard last year at Duke was Zion Williamson, Zion Williamson, Zion Williamson, right?
Right.
Well, that's all we heard. Terrific player. When'd they get knocked out? In the Elite Eight, right? Elite Eight?
Yeah, I think it was the Elite Eight, yeah.
Right?
Yep.
They lost to Michigan State, I think, was the ones that knocked them out.
Right.
All right. So his team, he didn't even get his team to the Final Four, which, okay, that's fine. Not that we care about that. But, well, you know, there was such hype in this guy coming out of high school. You know how it is.
But
you know how this is.
I know,
Why does it surprise you? None of it surprises me. But I get where it turns you off to the guy.
I don't want to get that. I don't have anything
against him. I get that. That's happened a lot.
And I also don't think Mark Jackson and Jeff Van Gundy are saying anything wrong by saying he's large.
Was this all on the Twitter world? Is this what it was?
Yes, it's offensive. Look.
Come on.
Let me put this in, because you brought up Moses Malone. Brian Rascone, we love Scone.
Scone.
He says to me, just texted me, great point.
Scone?
He says, Scone texted me. He says, size-wise, how about Anthony Mason? All right?
Okay.
Anthony Mason weighed 250.
Right, right.
Zion weighs 280.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, I know.
I'm not saying this is good or bad. I'm saying this is different.
Yep. Yep.
He has a body size we've never seen before, and that could mean that he turns out to be the greatest of all time. I don't know.
We don't know.
But it is different.
We'll find out.
And I wonder, for a kid who
had a long way to go to be the greatest of all time. There's a long way for Zion to go.
He had a great fourth quarter, though.
Well,
I give him a lot of credit. It's just, man, I'll tell you, watching it last night, it was too much. Let the kid play. Guys barely play. And he's got to prove he can stay on the court. That's a huge thing. When you want to be a great player in this league,
of course,
you got to play. Your biggest critique, without even asking you, if I said, what's your biggest critique of Anthony Davis? Wouldn't that be what you say?
Yeah.
You don't play enough.
Yeah. That's my biggest critique of Kyrie.
Don't play.
I'm playing basketball.
Yes.
Stop talking and play. I mean, I'm sorry. You know, I understand. We'll see what this kid turns out to be. I get it totally, because it does the same to me. I mean, you know, these guys get hyped to the moon. You know, they're the greatest things since sliced bread. Let me see the guy be that before we do that. Kid just came out of high school. He played 1 year at Duke. I mean, you know, I don't know.
We don't know.
Who knows?
We don't know. But I also don't think there's anything wrong with saying he's big, because he is big.
Joe, that's all he said. He didn't say anything else.
Do you want me to get the exact quote of what they said?
If all they're saying is he's a big man and the Twitter world has a problem with it, that's a problem.
I'll tell you exactly
that's a problem.
What he said.
Come on.
I'll tell you exactly what he said. Because maybe it was worse. I didn't take it as being worse.
Did he say he was fat? He didn't use the word fat, right?
I don't know if the word fat was ever used.
Large, big. I mean,
he is large and big.
He's a big guy.
What
is he, 6'7", 280 or whatever he is?
He's listed, I think, at 6'6", 285.
Okay. I mean, so that's a big guy.
What is he, small?
Yeah. What are you supposed to say? He's a tiny guy?
Yeah, they
didn't be offended by that, too. He's tiny. Oh, that's offensive.
By the way, best part of the Knick game. How about my guy Howard Stern handling the rock? Did you see that part?
I did not see that. I saw a lot of guys on Celebrity Row. Jeff McNeil was there last night.
Jeff McNeil? I missed that one. Jeff McNeil was there.
Jeff McNeil was there. Saquon Barkley was there.
You know what? We got to tell Jeff McNeil that the Pepsi Center in Denver is a beautiful place. You can have a lot of fun watching the Nuggets.
Don't even start with that.
Dude, it's Nolan Arenado.
I don't care.
What do you mean you don't care? He's one of the best players in baseball.
Let him be that in Colorado. I want Jeff McNeil on my team.
I love Jeff McNeil.
I don't know what Arenado's going to be in New York. Let him stay there. Let him put up your numbers at Coors Field. Never win anything. You're good. Stay there. Okay? I want Jeff McNeil on my team. I'm not bashing him. I'm just stating the facts.
I do, too.
You got big numbers at Coors Field. You don't win nothing.
That's not his fault,
though. I don't want you on my team. I'm not giving Jeff McNeil for you.
But that's not his fault. This isn't the NBA.
Stay in Colorado where nobody cares.
Listen.
See ya.
Well, they care.
No, good.
A couple of things.
Good.
I would love if the Mets could pull off a Nolan Arenado trade without giving up Jeff McNeil. And I don't know if they can. I mean, I don't know if their farm system is good enough. You know what it's going to come down to? I have no idea what Nolan Arenado's thinking other than the fact he's not happy in Colorado. He's got to force his way here. Giancarlo Stanton, say what you want, Yankee fans, about Giancarlo.
Right.
You didn't give up much to get him because Giancarlo forced his way to the Bronx.
Yeah.
He forced his way here.
What they give up? They basically gave up, what's his name? The second baseman. They've used the former.
Starlin Castro? We can't even count that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, so they basically gave up nothing for
him. Yeah, but he forced his way there. Now, if Nolan Arenado says, I only want to go to L.A. or New York, here's why that's the dream. I'm convinced the Rockies won't trade him to L.A. It's inside the division. They can't do that.
Yeah, well.
And that could help the Mets get him for maybe a little bit less. If they don't give up McNeil, we could have a party. I'm just saying, if that's
the difference. I really don't want to give McNeil up.
I get it.
I'm sorry. Or Alonso.
I'm not giving up Alonso.
Well, I understand.
I didn't say that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.